Well, good morning, Charlotte Church. What a great Sunday it is right here in your living room.
We're excited to join you all today at home. We're going to have an amazing time in the Word of God.
Yes. And you know, as we've pointed out multiple times, this is a little different and very not ordinary, obviously. But we're making the best of it. And that's what I'm so excited about, bringing this message to you today, because we're going to talk about a little bit of the unordinary and how to navigate through that, you know?
And we're excited just what God is doing in our homes, because God is doing a great thing right where you're at today. God does not change, and His promises are always for us. And I'm so thankful that we are able to go to Him with everything. Yeah. So as we get into the Word of God today, just give God everything. Go ahead and just lay it at His feet right now. Make a decision that you're going to allow the Lord to minister to you right where you are at today.
Right, exactly. But now first, we decided we're going to receive offering in the very beginning of the service.
Yay.
So we want to receive offering. And, you know, I've got a scripture that I always say often at the church, but it's 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You know, this is the stance I want us to take as a church, that we're not giving out of compulsion. You know, God tells us to be wise with our money, be good stewards of what He's given us. And so this is a time where you feel there's a little shakiness in your foundation. There's a little of unknowing what's happening. Maybe some of you're experiencing some job loss, some job layoffs. You're experiencing that question of what's around the corner. Well, that's where we say, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He's given us strength, and He's told us, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of you. I've got you. And in that same moment with our finances, we trust in Him. We know that He's our supplier and our provider. So there's multiple ways to give. You can go to trailhead.church and select the giving tab at the top, or you can also text to give by texting the dollar amount to 336-600. 1182. Now, we're also receiving donations to get food into the hands of some of our local schools, especially Graham Elementary School,
South Graham Elementary School.
And in that, you may not be able to bring donations here to the church, because what we've set up is a Volkswagen, one of our Volkswagen buses. It's our red bus that's parked here at the bottom of our parking lot. And we have the door open, and it has a sign that says, stuff the bus. Bring supplies by any time during the business hours between 8:30 and 5. But if you're not able to make it out, we're receiving donations for that as well. So you can select a particular group of when you select this little menu button, it comes down and you'll see outreach donations. So select that and we'll make sure those funds go to collecting food.
As you give your offering today, know that you are planting good seed into fertile soil. We give because we love God, and God is taking great care of His children because He's faithful.
Yeah. And you know, another question that came up here recently was, how is the construction at the warehouse? Is it still taking place? As a matter of fact, you can hear the construction in the background. You hear the beeping, the saws, the hammers, you name it. It's still taking place here at our future home. Nothing has stopped there. There's so much distance between people, all the different workers. So as far as social distancing, that's happening here at the warehouse. But it's great to know that we're still continuing to build our future home here at the church. So I'm going to pray over the offering. We're going to receive it. And then my wife, we're going to start getting right into this awesome message. I can't wait. So let's pray for our offering. Lord, we thank You as we come together in Your name, the greatest name, the highest name, the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You for finances. God, that we are not going to sit here and live in a shaken world of doubt and unbelief. But God, we know that it's secure and that it is in You. Lord, that You're our strength. You're our provider. So God, we thank You for this. And so Lord, as we give this morning, Lord, we just give it to You as a pure, holy sacrifice. And God, we ask that it is, God, it is blessed, Lord, that You continue to bless it, to multiply it. And Lord, again, Lord, You do what's best with it. So Lord, we thank You. Lord, we honor You. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Let's get into the Word of God. I'm excited.
Yeah, this message, my wife and I, she had some basic notes. She always has a lot of notes. But in that, she had this great layout of a message. And so then I grabbed a hold of it, and she and I worked with it together. And we came up with this message, and we're calling it Trailblazer. And the reason why we're calling it Trailblazer is because this is the time when a lot of things are new. There's a lot of unknown areas. Some of you are feeling the anxiety, a little different emotions you've never felt before. You're hearing a lot of news media, a lot of social media of what's happening. And we wanted to give you God's media, God's answer, God's word, His truth. And then we're to be trailblazers in God's word. Now, one of the things that I had a great conversation this past week, and in that conversation, we were talking about how the younger generation is a show-me generation, but I don't think they're the only generation. I think there's multiple generations where we live in the day where show me on your phone, show me. I want to see it. Well, guess what? That's what this message is all about. We're trailblazers. We get to show people the power of Jesus Christ. We get to show them the love of Jesus Christ. We get to be that for them. And it's an opportunity that we need to run with, that we don't hide. We don't act as if we don't know what to do. No, we are leaders and we have authority in Jesus Christ to do it.
We want you to join us actually in our notes at trailhead.info, and these are interactive notes so you can follow along and just plug in. We've got three specific points that we want to really just pour into you today that we want you to plug into this interactive notes. It's just awesome. But we're going to start off in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and this is where God is talking about His time and His seasons. And let's start reading here.
I want to say one thing about this.
All right.
This is not a message, or sorry, this is not a group of scriptures to put you in a place of fear. It's to put you in a place of rest. Yeah. It's to put you in a place of knowing, you know what, our God is so good.
That's right.
And here's why. You don't know what these scriptures say unless you've gone to trailhead.info and select the sermon to see the notes. But in this group of scriptures, we begin to talk about what's going to happen in the end times. Now, some of you sit here, I've had this question text to me multiple times now. Josh, is this the end of the world? And I do not believe it's the end of the world. I do believe that there are signs that are pointing to the coming of Jesus Christ for sure. And we need to be aware of that. And that's what we want to talk about. So we're not going to dodge this bullet. We actually want to discuss this right here head on this morning. And that's what we're doing. So, all right.
And this is something to be excited about of... In this just moment where it seems that everything is so dark, that we see a turnaround where I believe that each one of us as the body of Christ, that we're rising up and we are excited. You know, Jesus, He was telling us from the very beginning, hey, I want you to get excited. I want you to tell the world that I'm coming again and that you need to get ready. And church, it's time that we rise up and recognize that we're the body of Christ. We have the greater one living on the inside of us. Jesus has already overcame all of these things.
Right.
And within that, we're trailblazing to see family members saved, to see our neighbors saved, to see our coworkers, those that are hungry. People are searching and are just hungry to change, and they want a Savior, and His name is Jesus. So within that, when we get into these scriptures, I want you to just get excited about what God's doing in your own home. You know, if you've been overwhelmed or you've just felt stretched and you think, oh my goodness, God, what is going on here? This is where we're shoring up our houses, our marriages, our families. We're getting our spiritual walk, you know, just together, pointing ourselves towards Christ. Maybe you've got some things that you need to work on in your own personal walk. That's what this is about today.
Right.
Because, well, God is good and He's faithful and He loves us so much, and He said He would never leave us or forsake us, and He's going to help us every step of the way.
All right. Now, let's read.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Are you reading or am I reading?
You are.
Oh, I am.
She's way better.
Here we go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 and 10. 1 through 10. Now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write you, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things. things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you already are doing.
Exactly. Woo. Listen, during this time, there's a lot of people who are sitting here with this unknowing, as we keep saying, and yet we have the answer,
and we
need to give them this answer. So in this, the very first point we want to bring out for a trailblazer to be ready is to grow.
That's right.
Continue to pray and speak God's word. It's so important as trailblazers to grow. And, you know, God always gives us an opportunity to grow and place our trust in him.
And this is a perfect opportunity for every single day that you say, God, I'm going to press in and I'm going to continue to grow in you. It tells us to stay awake and to be clear-headed.
Right.
That's awake spiritually. That's saying, God, I want to hear your voice. I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want God to use me in a mighty way today. And that's by really getting in, continuing to do your daily devotions with God.
Yeah.
Talking to God all throughout the day and abiding in him. And let me tell you something. If you're not walking in the love of Jesus, then you're not truly growing.
Right.
Okay, let's throw that out there, because the love of Christ, that's the way to victory. That's how we grow, is by recognizing that everything we do should be done in love.
Right.
And that's what's beautiful about being a children of the light.
Right. So in Philippians 1:6, it says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." You know, I'm reminded of this story. I did some research and I thought, how long does it take for some of these artists, like the famous Leonardo da Vinci? I was thinking in my head, here this priceless item, the Mona Lisa, it sits in the Louvre, right? And it's priceless. And I'm thinking, how long did it take him to do this? And this is humans, right? So here in Leonardo da Vinci, they believe that he started the Mona Lisa in 1503, and sometime until his death of 1517, he finished painting the Mona Lisa.
Wow.
And I think about how he's imperfect. That's a human. But God loves us so much, he's not going to be satisfied until we're perfect.
That's right.
God is working in us. He's growing us to completion of where exactly he wants us to be. So be ready. Receive that. You know, also in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, you want to read that?
Yep. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very word of God, which of course it is, and this word continues to work in you who believe." A key to growth is believing in God. That's putting your trust in God. And how do we grow? Well, we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or the works of Christ Jesus. That we've got to dive into the word of God every single day, and we've got to speak it out. We've got to plant it deep inside of our heart. So in these moments where you're in the unknown, you recognize that you serve a faithful God, that you're part of an unshakable kingdom, and that your trust is found in him. So that's a part of this growth. And you know, if you continue to read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he talks about honor and honoring those that are ministering to you. We've got to sharpen one another with this. Whenever we receive God's word, as people are ministering, it's not just our words.
Right.
No, this is the word of God.
Right.
You receive it as your own and you recognize, hey, this word belongs to me.
Right. So the second point in being a trailblazer, which is really important.
I love this point. It's really important.
That is to live in the light.
Live in the light.
We are no longer children of the darkness.
We are children of light. Yeah.
So we got to live that way.
And we put off the old things.
Right.
Right.
So in that first Thessalonians 5, it tells us to be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing the helmet, the confidence of our salvation. So that's how we live.
God's given us spiritual armor for these spiritual battles.
Right.
And he's told us to put that spiritual armor on every single day.
Right.
And that's a part of living in the light.
Right.
You know, I love when he talks about living in the light. If you read through here, he says, let joy be your continual feast. Whenever you live in the light, you get something to be happy about.
Right. And so in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 22, it says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. And who belong to Christ Jesus, do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. It's really important right now.
Test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good.
Live
right?
in the light.
Live in the light.
Right.
This is being led by the Holy Spirit. Whenever you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're going to produce the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Do you want me to sing that song?
No.
What? I sing the fruit of the Spirit song every single day to our kids. I feel like I should sing it right now.
Do whatever you want to.
Love, baby. Joy, peace. No, okay. Patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit.
Such a
we gotta know this,
angelic
you guys.
Voice.
Because God has called us to live in the light and to be led by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Takes us to point three.
Point three. This is exactly this is what's necessary. You hear everyone saying this. Now here's the thing. We hear the world saying this as well. But we know where love comes from, and that comes from God. So the third thing as a trailblazer, which I just said it, is love. We've got to encourage.
Yeah.
Now we do it through the Word of God. So we encourage with the Word of God. You have the greater one living inside of you, and people need to seem loving as serving.
Yes.
Serving God and serving others. And it's so important. I think the world is rising up and serving, that's for sure. But we also need to know, we need to give them the goodness of Jesus Christ, for
that's
sure.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And you know, within that of loving by encouraging others, Carly said something to me today that was really precious. She said, Mom, I really wish that Adam and Eve wouldn't have sinned in the garden. And I thought, okay, where is she going with this? She said, because I'd just like to know them today. And she went to a place of love, of not like, oh my gosh, look what they did, and now this is where we're at.
Right.
You know, that wasn't
that's
it.
Good.
But it was a place of encouragement about, I'd like to know them today.
Right.
You know, that's a love perspective. You guys, this is where we've got to get in and say, I'm going to encourage you in the love of Christ. I'm going to forgive you. There is no condemnation for those who walk in Christ Jesus. We're not going to condemn others. We're going to lift people up in the name of Jesus. And that's the foundation of our growth. It's the foundation of how we live, and it's the foundation of how we encourage every single person around us. It all begins and ends with the love of Christ.
Right, exactly. So John 13, 34 through 35, it says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's important.
It's important. Hey, I love you.
I love you. We love you.
We love you. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11 through 13, it says, may God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus bring us to you very soon. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow, just as our love for you overflows. May he, as a result, make your heart strong, blameless, and holy as you stand before God, our Father, when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. You know, that's our prayer today for each and every one of us, that the love of Christ, our love for all people, may grow and overflow. That's being a true trailblazer for Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, with that said, listen, if you have a need, if something going on, let us know. You can call the church at 336-229-7729. You can also email us at care@trailhead.church. We want to know what's going on. Please do not hesitate to reach out to us if we can be of assistance to you in any way, shape, or form. And stay tuned to all of our social media feeds. Also, you can go to trailhead.church/coronavirus, and that will give you the updates concerning our church. Now, with that, we know that there are, this week particularly, there's no youth group again this Wednesday and no men's Bible study. But we're going to go live. So we want to go live with you. So we're going to go live on Monday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night.
At 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. on Facebook. And we're going to go live and just talk and see how things are going. And we want everyone to communicate and talk back.
Have fun.
We had a lot of fun the other night when we did it with everyone. We want to do it again because we just miss all of you guys so much. I do believe that out of the result from this is we're going to have a revival.
That's right.
People are going to come together and worship the Lord like never before. And I'm excited about
revival. Begins with us, or right. me. It begins with each one of right. us individually. Also, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to go live Bible study lunchtime hour at noon. So join me there. We're going to just get in and read the Word of God together.
Yeah.
And our youth group, they are connecting on Instagram. They're doing some great things there. And our men's and women's Bible study, they are connecting on their Facebook pages. So make sure you connect with them there as well.
Yeah.
So we love you all so much.
Yeah, and again, salvation.
Yes.
If you don't know who Jesus Christ is, your Lord and personal Savior, let us know. We want to pray with you.
That's
God
right.
loves you so much. And this is the beginning of a new life when you reach out to Him, when you call upon that name, the name above all names, and it changes your whole atmosphere. It changes your trajectory of where you're going, and it takes away that fear and anxiety that you may be dealing with right now.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, it's at the end of that chapter, it says, "The one who calls you by name is trustworthy and will thoroughly complete his work in you." The Lord is calling you out by name today. He
yeah.
knows your name. He knows your needs. He knows your desires, your passions, where you're at, whatever you've been battling today. He's calling you out by name, and He wants you to come to Him and lay everything at His feet. Why? Because God loves you.
Right.
He loves you so much.
Right.
So we want to pray.
Well, before we pray, we actually, if I want to say this, if you're new with us this
yeah.
morning,
welcome.
Welcome. We're so glad to meet you via video. But when we do open up our doors, our physical location, we want to see you come, and we'd love to meet you and talk with you. So do not be shy. We want to get to know who you are, and you get to know who we are, okay? And also, we have a children's little thing.
If you children's service.
Yeah.
Trailhead Kids at Home.
If you watched this last week, then you saw that we had a children's Trailhead Kids at Home. Well, we have another Trailhead Kids at Home episode, so stick around. I hope you didn't already press stop, because if you did, you didn't miss
back.
It anyway. But anyway, there you go. So now we're going to pray, and we're going to turn it to our kids. You pray.
All right,
you
got pray. It. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. Lord, we thank you for this time in your word together. Lord, we know that your word does not come back void, but it accomplishes and prospers that for which it was sent to do. So Holy Spirit, I thank you for a refreshing inside of every home right now, for every person that's watching this. God, that you are stirring up their joy, that we are growing in you. Lord, that we're going to live in you and we're going to love in you. And Father, that everything we put our hands to, Lord, we thank you that we call the name of Jesus
yes.
over it, that you're going to bless it. Every step we take, Lord, is a step made in you. Lord, we thank you for Psalm 91,
yes.
protection,
yes.
guarding over each one of our homes, our families, our loved ones, the communities. Lord, we just praise you for who you are, that you are God, that you are faithful, and you are taking care of us every step of the way. So Lord, we dedicate this time to you. We receive it, and we call it so, Lord, that we have victory in Jesus' name. And we all said,
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We'll see you guys
Love
next
you guys.
Week. Love you.